From Beijing to London, world leaders are reacting to yesterday's report on Iraq from the chief United Nations weapons inspectors. Chief Inspector Hans Blix gave Iraq mixed marks, and most members of the Security Council seem to agree that the inspectors need more time to complete their mission. But Britain is voicing its strongest condemnation yet of the Baghdad regime. NPR's Guy Raz has more from London.
British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw didn't mince his words this afternoon.
The United Nations is now facing a fundamental challenge to its authority. The conclusion is now inescapable that Iraq is in material breach of Resolution 1441.
Until today, Britain's been reluctant to use those key words. Both the U.S. and the U.K. have indicated that a material breach of U.N. disarmament resolutions would justify the use of force. While Straw insisted that war is not inevitable, he seemed to imply that weapons inspections now have a limited lifespan.
No country can be disarmed peacefully by guesswork and by game playing. The regime does not have long to change its behavior fundamentally.
But the reaction from Germany, now a temporary member of the Security Council, was more cautious. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, who's ruled out endorsing military action under any circumstances, said yesterday's report does not give license for an attack.
Dass niemand berechtigt ist, irgendeine Handlung ohne.
No one is entitled to take any action without a stamp of legitimacy from the UN Security Council, Schroeder said in Berlin today. And French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin reiterated his country's position. Weapons inspections need more time.
Si les Américains décidaient d'aller plus loin.
If the Americans were to decide to go further with unilateral action, Villepin told French radio, we would not join in any such action. The other permanent Security Council member, China, said the report wasn't definitive. Zhang Qiye, a spokeswoman for the foreign ministry, said China was not prepared to declare Iraq in material breach of UN resolutions. The report said that Iraq has cooperated with UN inspectors, a spokeswoman said. There are a few remaining issues that need to be clarified, but we should respect the opinions of the inspectors and support the continuation of their work. Russian leader Vladimir Putin, though, told reporters in Kiev that his government may take a tougher line toward Iraq if Baghdad fails to offer full cooperation with weapons inspectors. Moscow, a permanent member of the Security Council, has so far been unwilling to support the use of force. Syria, which also now has a temporary seat on the Security Council, said the report showed that Iraq was cooperating. Mikhail Weba is Syrian ambassador to the UN.
They did not bring any proof that Iraq in violation or in material breach, as the Americans saying.
Members of the Security Council will now await an expected second weapons inspector's report due on February 14th. Defense analysts on both sides of the Atlantic say an attack could come soon after. British leader Tony Blair will meet with President Bush at Camp David this weekend. According to British officials, the two men will discuss both the strategy and the timing for a military strike. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.